USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Chairman James Comer and Oversight Committee Republicans are investigating the Biden family's domestic and international business dealings to determine whether these activities compromise U.S. national security and President Biden's ability to lead with impartiality. The House Oversight Committee website states, members of the Biden family have a pattern of peddling across the highest levels of government to enrich themselves. Comer on Fox News last night says we will see documentation today.
And get an idea of the dollar amount that we're talking about. That's another thing that's never been reported. We've already disclosed $1.3 million from China. That was wired directly into three or four Biden family members' names. That number is going to be a whole lot higher tomorrow morning.
A judge in New York has put a gag order on a presidential candidate. New York State Judge Juan Merchan hit Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump with a gag order last night in the alleged criminal hush money case, ruling the 45th president is restricted from posting about evidence in the case. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Elon Musk is cutting the ribbon on a new battery plant in Texas that will someday power his Tesla cars.
The first-of-its-kind factory will produce battery-grade lithium.
Battery-grade lithium actually has to be extremely precise, because if you have any impurities, it causes degradation of the battery.
He says availability of battery-grade lithium will be a bottleneck in the electric car world. He says lithium is abundant, but there's a lack of refineries to process it. The $37 million plant outside Corpus Christi is set to open next year. I'm Skip Kelly.
A 34-year-old man was charged with manslaughter and aggravated assault after the vehicle he was allegedly driving plowed into a group of illegal immigrants Sunday in Brownsville, Texas, killing eight and injuring at least 10 others near a homeless shelter. Brownsville Police Chief says George Alvarez faces 8 counts of manslaughter and 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His bail was set at $3.6 million. Jury deliberations begin today in the civil trial against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
During closing arguments in the civil trial against Trump, a lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type and that he sexually assaulted her the same way he described treating women on an Access Hollywood tape. Trump has always denied any wrongdoing. He claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Lost Sock Memorial Day as we honor all the socks that are no longer with us. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.